Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 0722380712 is the WhatsApp line. Rant, rave, query and comment. Although we take a very dim view of racist and xenophobic comments which happened yesterday. About 600 Nigerian nationals have been repatriated from South Africa following, well, we know what happened. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe has become the second country to announce repatriations for its citizens. The circumstances surrounding the repatriations have also been condemned. Online, as chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum, Dr. Abdul Elgoni. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Well, alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
What do you make of the fact that 600 Nigerian nationals, according to reports, have left to go back home, and that now there appears to be a call from Zimbabwe about the repatriation of people in this country? What do you make of it?
You see, to be very frank with you, it is a difficult situation that South Africa has put the migrants in that made them take this decision. It's very difficult for a national who is having good business and doing his work, and suddenly he loses everything. And there is no other way that other countries can do this. They expected South Africa to give security to their nationals here, but South Africa is unable to do it.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, isn't it? Absolutely, 100%.
Yes.
I mean, we've been speaking to so many people about this whole ugly, unpleasant scenario. Where do you think the answers are? I mean, what do you think the government really needs to do here? We hear calls for education, we hear all various calls, but we see very little action.
You see, the problem, this thing has not happened the first time. It happened since 2008. It happened in 2014. And the government has put a number of programs to solve this problem. But it looks that there is no political will to solve the problem. So this is why it is recurring again, and it will recur again and again and again until the government takes life seriously and take action.
Some people we've spoken to have actually accused the people in leadership, in real leadership positions, for their half-hearted, lukewarm attitudes towards the question of xenophobia, and even some of the inflammatory statements that they make. They don't seem to be, either they are conscious or they're unconscious, but very unfortunate statements that get made by our national leadership, which leads to this whole environment.
To be very frank with you, I expected that the government will actually take some of those politicians to task for giving those statements that have created this chaos, and encourage people that it is the government that is interested in people pushing away the migrants. And the government should take those people to task, because it is very clear their utterances have led to all this that is happening now. And not just keep silent about it.
Yeah, and of course, let me quickly hasten to add that in the Gauteng region, it's not just government. It's also certain opposition party members and a certain mayor. Who
I agree with you 100%. Actually, the mayor, Mashaba, it's not the first time, it's not the second time, it's not the third time he has shown clearly that he is not happy about what is happening, although there are so many other solutions, but they looked for a security solution. There are so many other good solutions to this problem, but he decided to take he prefers the security solution, which will not solve any problem. It will just make it more complex.
It certainly does, because sometimes we have a look at what's happened over the weekend in a place like Gauteng, and we see, okay,
exactly.
Police set up roadblocks, a big security clampdown. We go, okay, that's good. Maybe they caught some criminals. And then when you read between the lines and you actually look at what happened, oh, no, they raided another building where they're foreign migrants. It seems as if, at least for Mashaba, who set probably the worst example, that foreign migrants or people in South Africa who come from other countries, and some of them have got their papers, are very easy and soft targets, so he can stay in power.
You see, the thing is, we expected that there will be some security information. Where are the hotspots? What is happening? The government will definitely have some idea. The security apparatus will have idea. Where are the soft points? Where are people? And some of those issues are not secret. Actually, we as ADF have sent a lot of information telling government that there is some areas where problems are going to happen. And we expected the security apparatus to do something about it. And they didn't do anything. Even with the information we presented to them, still they allow things to happen. And people lose property and feel insecure.
In fact, it's interesting, Dr. Elgoni, that so many people on the show in the last 2 weeks have said exactly the same thing that you've said, and expressed their disappointment and their disgust when they said, we warned the authorities weeks ago that there were hotspots developing, that something was going to burst, and they're all saying to a man that nothing was done about it. It's sad, it's tragic, isn't it? What do you think needs to, I mean, how do we change this scenario?
You see, we as ADF, we are suggesting that we will have a seminar in Johannesburg looking at the root causes of this Afrophobia. Because for me, there is no xenophobia in South Africa. There is Afrophobia.
Right.
It is just against the Africans. So we wanted to have a seminar bringing in academicians, bringing in some of the security people, bringing in some politicians, And some of the migrants, and we discuss this this issue over a day to try and come to a better understanding of the root causes and come out with some suggestions that we will give to Mashaba, and we will give to Gauteng government, and we see if we can do some dent in this problem. This problem is very complex. There is no one solution for it. So we have to try and put a number of strategies. Collectively, those strategies might have a dent in the problem and stop it from happening again for the first time.
Yeah, something interesting happened in the Western Cape. Very, very small. An NGO helped a lot of Somali businessmen to have discussions with South Africans about who they are, where they came from, why they're here, and then offering to train and to teach local South Africans how to do business. And what we were being told was, what the Somalis were discovering was that a lot of South Africans, when they had this face-to-face dialogue, were absolutely amazed. They were completely unaware of what, I'm just using Somalis as an example of what they'd gone through to come here, what it was like in Somalia during the war, etc., etc. And their views started to change. They started to soften when they realized that these people had come here because of their suffering, and they had not come here to take away people's jobs, because foreigners don't take away people's jobs because they create their own businesses.
It's true. Actually, the Somalis are in the forefront of this. I remember in 2008 in Soweto, they had a program with entrepreneurs. They said, we can even give you to open your own father shop. We can train you. We can give you materials to sell with certain conditions. And they did it. But you see, the problem is, those are, as you said, it is done on a small scale. We wanted to do this on a national level. On a national level, we wanted government to create this dialogue, to create a number of opportunities for social cohesion, so that people can discuss and people can tell what the Africans have done for the South Africans, and how the migrants can be a better asset in South Africa instead of being seen as a security problem.
Yeah, in fact, Dr. Ilgoni, we need to make a point. This point was made by Mr. Malema of the EFF, but it's also being made more and more by mm-hmm. South Africans who realize the truth, and they are telling South Africans, but South Africans aren't listening to this. If all the foreign nationals were to leave tomorrow, there would still be no jobs for South Africans. That and that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Actually, you hit it on the nail. That is true. People are not taking jobs from others. Actually, they are creating jobs. This is one. Secondly, they are filling a void that there is no South African to fill it. I'm telling you, there are so many Nigerian and Zimbabwean scholars who are teaching in universities and in high schools. If they disappear tomorrow, there will be no teachers to take this responsibility. There are so many Nigerians, people from DRC, people from North Africa, who was bringing a huge investment into South Africa that is creating jobs and adding value to some of the products of South Africa and selling it at a higher price internationally. The migrants are adding a lot of ideas, a lot of investment into this country, and people need to look at it differently and encourage more people to come. The excuse of that they have no papers is not the problems of the migrants. It's a problem of South Africa. They must close. They must look at the borders. They must stop all those corrupt police officers who allow people to go without papers. They must do that at the ports. Those who are bringing in counterfeit goods, they must stop them at the ports. Not take the migrants as a scapegoats.
No, absolutely. And of course, something that really gets to me sometimes is that In Cape Town, you can go to car parks, and the guys from the DRC run the car parks there. But when you speak to some of them, they've got university degrees, they're qualified teachers, but sadly, because of the war situation, they were not able to come to South Africa with their papers. What a waste of resources, isn't it?
I agree with you. Actually, I remember in 2008 we had a meeting with President Zuma and some of the ministers discussing this issue of migrants and how can we solve the problem of social cohesion. And at that time, I remember I said in the meeting that there are problems that are now coming up in Rwanda, in Burundi, and in other countries. And if the African Union did not stand very strongly against some of those governments, they will create chaos, and this chaos South Africa will pay for it, because all those people will look to where to go. The best place to come to is South Africa. So South Africa must also work with the African Union to create opportunities in other African countries. And by the way, if other African countries were peaceful, South Africa will sell billions of products to those countries.
Absolutely.
Yes, it will enrich the country, the business in South Africa. It will create more jobs in South Africa if they were to create peace in African countries.
Dr. Abdul Algoni, always a pleasure to chat to you from the Africa Diaspora Forum. Only if somebody in government were to listen to us. But Dr. Algoni, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.